Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Peace, peace. What is up, y'all? It's your favorite girls, Ariane.
And Yodit.
And you're tuned in to Dissoul Radio.
Powered by Full Service Radio.
And you're listening to us talk every Wednesday here at 6:30. And usually it's just us kicking it, talking about music and pop culture, whatever is going on in the world. But sometimes we have a special guest like today.
Yes, we do. We are blessed with the presence of a fellow Habesha sister.
Oh my God.
We've got Saba. We've got Saba in the building. Aria, you try to let me. She left me hanging there.
Girl, I've never done the if I haven't had at least one or two drinks in me.
You know, I tried. I did it for the culture.
At a wedding.
You got to do it for the culture, Aria. Well, we've got Saba Abraham in the building.
It's such a pleasure to be
here. We are so happy to have you.
You know, it's funny. I did a show at the Fillmore, and I saw you too, and you came in. And I immediately went off with the... And I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yes, I do remember that. But you know, I've had a couple of drinks. That's what I'm saying.
Anyways, you got to do it for the culture.
Yeah, so we're super excited. I'm glad that we're keeping that alive. So.
Yes. So for those of you who do not know... If you listen to this interview, you will have to thank us later. Saba is a talented singer-songwriter based in the area, and she is coming out with some fly sounds that y'all need to be knowing about. Because if y'all don't know, we'll get you hit.
So yeah, she just released her sophomore EP, Sweet Mirage, which is beautiful.
Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you so much.
I like how you kind of gave us the breadcrumbs. You know, you did a little single premiere on NPR. No,
casually. Very, very casual, right?
And you did the whole like drop on us in August. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
This has been a long time coming.
Yeah.
This little hot.
Honestly.
We're calling this episode Habesha Link Up.
Yes.
I think all of our moms will be happy with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I bet your mom is like, you have some Habesha friends, you have some Ethiopian friends. I don't know if your mom says this, but my mom says this all the time. She's like, you need to hang out with more Ethiopians.
Absolutely. I actually get more pressure now that I make music because, as I was telling you earlier, you know, as the music grows, there's more Habesha people that are coming towards, you know, me. And weirdly enough, my mom. So, like, she'll just have, you know, a nice elderly Habesha woman come up to her and tell her, like, yo, my daughter listens to Saba. You know, they love her. And so she comes home, and instead of being like, you know, great job, which she's always supportive, mm-hmm. she's like, Anchi, you better make sure that you don't say anything crazy.
Yes, accent down to a T.
So happy.
Oh my
God,
we relate to that on a spiritual level. Our mom's always saying, like, y'all have a radio show, don't be acting crazy. Right. I'm like, okay,
yeah, sure.
Okay, mom. Fingers crossed.
Anyways, so we want to talk to you about your music. Because, you know, you're on our show. We talk music and culture. So we're going to talk about a little bit of both.
Okay.
So you are Ethiopian and Eritrean?
Yes.
Both, right. Okay. So how would
are
you...
Are you two?
Yes, Sorry. We're Ethiopian.
Okay, yeah. Great.
But, you know, it's all cool. It's all love.
Yeah.
Here, you know?
I mean, we're unified now.
Right.
So
I know. Thanks.
I think that's, like, the most amazing thing.
Yes. So we got to celebrate that here today. I'm super, super excited about that, too. But, yeah. So how would you say that, you know, I want to ask this because I really, when I listen to your sound, I'm not going to box you in, by the way, but I do feel like I hear some influences from your roots. Do you feel that way? Do you feel like that's...
Absolutely. You know, Sweet Mirage being my sophomore EP,
mm-hmm.
I think that I finally had the chance to not only cultivate a body of work mm-hmm. instead of an assortment of records, like my, you know, as much as I love my first EP, How Things Fly. Mm-hmm. Sweet Mirage came with a lot of heart, with a lot of patience, with a lot of resilience, with a lot of time. And so we were very particular about the certain sounds we wanted for Utopia.
Mm-hmm.
Dejo Thomas, he added...
Shouts.
Yes.
He's also in the studio with us today.
He is. You know, he was very adamant as much as I was about making sure that this time around I got to really not only express myself but show, you know, a bit of my background and having Utopia with the tribal sounds and being able to kind of had that almost like wild, you know, sound about it and that wild kind of feeling as you hear Utopia. And as the EP, you know, goes along, I think it also shows how I was raised. You know, being Habesha, you're not really allowed to be, or you're not, you know, you don't want to be too much. You don't want to.
There's definitely like some cultural like strictness that exists, especially when your family's like comes from Ethiopia to the States. It's like you're trying to assimilate and adjust, but you're also your parents being like, yo.
Right, and it's funny because...
Don't do that.
Right, and unless you are Habesha yourself, you would not know how small the community actually is.
It is. Very small.
Things travel very fast.
As far as many of us here, we happen to know everybody.
It's crazy. I've literally met someone, and then, like, 3 weeks later at our family party, so that's always very...
That's a common phenomenon.
You know, this is so nice. No one ever understands that.
It's a fact.
But, yeah, absolutely, and so I think... You know, just being raised in a family that was somewhat conservative, yet very much so supportive, I always want to make sure that I can play my music for, like, my nieces. I can share my music with, you know, the youth without feeling, honestly, like, ashamed or a little tight. You know, like, that feeling you get when you're like, I shouldn't be playing this for this person.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think those are ways that... my sound has been affected, but overall, in terms of like a category, I'm like the queen of telling someone just listen to it. So yeah,
free interpretation.
Yeah, I think we fall under a lot of umbrellas: under pop, under R&B, under indie, experimental. You know, all those things. So
yeah,
I mean, I just encourage people to listen to it.
As I was listening, just comparing your two EPs, like. How Things Fly is definitely like the subject matter ranges. It's very like everyone can relate to this, like your friends, you're going out, like East Side Story is like one of my favorites. But it's like, you know, with your girls and your guys. But this project, I feel like, was more personal. I feel like the sound was complimentary to that.
Thank you.
When you say just listen to it, I feel like that's a great response because that way you don't have to even box yourself in.
Absolutely.
But I have a question. I mean, like, just because you touched on that about like your how you feel sometimes, like, I don't know how to say it in English, but when you, like when you're like really stressed. Like stressed, you know?
This is the first time someone's like, become hard.
No, but like when you're stressed.
Absolutely.
So, like, but when was the moment when your family was like, because I know like, you're, like you said, your career in music, especially in the American music industry, like it's unconventional for like Ethiopian families and culture. So when was that moment when your family was like, oh, this is like the aha moment, like she's really doing this and she's really killing it and like we're with it now? Like, when was that, what moment was that for you, for your family?
Again, not that my mother is listening, but my family is very supportive.
Hey.
But
that's what's up though.
Yeah, no, they absolutely are.
That's awesome.
But I think if I can recall one moment, it was, I was walking with my mom. Usually I'm approached, whether I'm with, you know, de jour or, you know, at an event. But I was with my mom, and these two girls came up to me, and they were, like, really, really excited. They're like, hi, you know, we're, like, you know, we're big fans, or we listen to your music. And my mom was like, Habesha, I'm not sure. Like, she was, like, she was, like, really, like... Like, you know, she was taking it. It was the first time that she had experienced it. I think it's a different thing when you're telling your mom, oh, you know, I have these really great people, you know, listening to me and promoting me, and they really care.
Yeah.
But I think it's a big difference when it's like that intimate moment. Yeah. And so my mom was honestly in disbelief, I think. Like, because they're like, you know, they're like, oh, can we take a picture? And of course, me, and I'm like, yeah. Like, I'm so happy that they're
She's like, okay, this is where it's like.
Yeah, and so, yeah. But it's weird because she almost. Like, didn't believe it. Like, she was literally doing this pose. She was like,
hand under chin.
Just and like. If you guys see what Sava's doing, like, it's pretty on point right now. The hand on chin and squint of the eye. Like,
yeah, she couldn't believe
like,
it.
Like, I guess so. Well, that's great, though. I mean, that's awesome that your family supports you, because this is what you're good at. It's something that is God given.
Thank you. Absolutely.
So yeah, like kudos to your family and to you.
Thank you.
But a little bit more about the, I guess, your experience in music. I mean, if you're listening to Saba's music, it's very sultry, experimental, you know, obviously you're a songwriter as well. So very, there's a lot of poeticness to it, very vulnerable. But you've also worked with other artists that maybe put you outside the box, like Chaz French. You worked with BJ, the Chicago Kid, Phil Ade too. So how would those experiences compare to you working by yourself or solo?
I think Chaz and Phil, would, the first thing they would probably tell you is, Saba literally told me, you cannot curse.
so they're censoring themselves.
Yeah, it's funny because they're both such great artists, mm-hmm. Not only just because they're from the DMV, but I think that they both hold such a special place in society where I think that their troubles can be related, whereas like it might not be something I can relate to, mm-hmm. but I know that the person down the street can, you know what I mean? So that's mm-hmm. always amazing to feel like you're just a part of a bigger picture.
Okay.
But yeah, I definitely think they've actually loosened me up by working with rappers, because, you know, okay. as you know, I haven't really featured on much other than Chaz, Phil, Chance. I mean, my bad, you said Chance, so I said
Chaz. It slipped up, my bad. I'll take that.
BJ. BJ Chicago Kid, yes. I think, yeah, working with them really inspired me to kind of be a little more free.
Yeah.
But not necessarily in like a way that I have to be explicit, because you know a lot of rappers can kind of be explicit sometimes, mm-hmm. but more in a rowdy way, like I feel almost like extra
letting
hyped
loose,
up. Yeah. So I think that also just watching them live, it gives me more of inspiration, because I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, so I don't always have to sing this way. I can, you know, have an interlude and I can kind of hype people up. So
yeah, you can have fun while you're performing. And I feel like that's so key.
Absolutely.
And you can do both. It's all about duality, because you can, you're clearly doing it right regardless.
Thank you. Everybody has like their fun side to them. Mm-hmm. Like when you're with your friends, you know, you're goofing off or you're about to go out, you know, you're just joking around. Like everyone has that in them. Right. So it's
good to see you explore it. It's good to see you explore Thank your you. Side, Saba. Regardless, you're doing amazing, and we're super excited to have you here in the studio and talk a little bit more about your music in depth. So what's on the menu, Ariam?
What's on the menu?
Yeah, what's okay. on the agenda?
I
have a question for you. So this is an important question. How many people come up to you and ask you, at least in the D.C. area, I'm not going to speak for everywhere, but... people always ask us, what's the best place to eat Ethiopian food?
Mm-hmm. I already got it. You don't even have to.
Wait, I have a question. Is it in D.C., though?
Honestly, for me, it's in Silver Spring.
I knew you were going to say that. Yes. I knew you were going to say that.
Honestly, everyone listening to this, even if you don't live in the DMV area, if you decide to come here, Saba just put y'all on.
No, she just co-signed everything on. That... Yodi, don't I always say when people ask me, I'm always like, D.C. is... I'm not impressed with the restaurants in D.C. It's either in downtown Silver Spring, which is in Maryland. Downtown Silver Spring. I'm putting a plug on Silver Spring right now. Or Alexandria, Virginia. The outer states. D.C.'s kind of lame, but I'm really glad that you said that.
Yeah, absolutely. If you meet me and I consider you a friend and I haven't taken you to an Egyptian restaurant in Silver Spring...
Are you really friends?
Only if you're asking me, like, well, let me clarify. If you're asking me, what's the best place to eat? You know, I want some Ethiopian food.
Yeah.
If I don't recommend Silver Spring, honestly, this is the moment where it's an epiphany. You realize we're not real friends.
Right.
Y'all heard it here on Bissell Radio, y'all.
Absolutely in Silver Spring.
These are facts, though.
Which one do you go to?
Any place down on Fenton Street. Any place.
That's like
Araquilo? Araquilo is the best place I've ever eaten.
It's like a hole in the wall.
Y'all, gripping best. My mic right now. Gripping it. This is too much.
Yeah. So are we going to be headed there soon? Because we got to make this happen.
We're out here talking about it.
Yes. Okay.
So, always want to hear a funny story.
I don't know if you've seen the You're Not My Friend video, but that is where, it's from How Things Fly, my first debut EP. And
plug it in.
This is your time, girl.
Plug it all in.
Right. And I actually originally wanted to shoot it inside of Araquilo, but, you know, as much as I love...
That would have been so... Your mom
the
would
mom
have been happy.
There, oh, psh, happy, happy, like, the most. But as much as it was something I wanted to do... wasn't able to do it because they just, you know, they weren't comfortable with shooting in there, and I respect that 100%. But it just happened to be
you were about to put them on.
They didn't.
It's funny because she's always like, "Oh, you're always bringing me people," and I'm like, "Yeah, I am."
Oh my god! Sometimes they just like don't know. Yeah. They don't like.
But funny enough, I ended up shooting right next to it at the comic book store, and so it actually.
Oh, okay.
Ended up being the most perfect thing because I came in there kind of flustered and I was like, you know, I really need a place to shoot and it's tomorrow, so I need to do it right now. And he was so about it, so supportive. Mm-hmm. And he was, I let him listen to some music and he was like, yes, do it. And we shot it the next day. So that's a funny story.
Okay. Well, maybe we should go back to Araquilo and say, look.
Angie, let's go.
Let's go. Let's go tomorrow. While we keep daydreaming about what platter we're about to eat, I think we should talk more about some music. We want to hear some of your sounds.
Okay.
So we're really excited to have you.
Yeah, guys, we didn't even let you know. She's going to perform for us live today.
Yes.
And it's pretty, really, really pretty. Really
pretty.
Pretty.
She's pretty. And it's really
pretty.
She's pretty.
Now, I'm going to blame your beauty. I keep stumbling on myself.
That's right, Aria. Save it. Save yourself.
Leave me alone.
Anyways, we're gonna have a live performance here.
But I did want to ask one more question before you perform for us live. What is there for us fans and just anybody out there who are listening to you? What should we look out for in the future?
Well, funny enough, I actually have a show on September 29th at the Rock and Roll Hotel. I'll be with Shade, so be sure to pull up.
Yes.
I will be doing a lot of lilies and I will be
let me just have like a beer and I'll like really I'll finesse it. It will be really clean.
I'll be happy.
It'll be really clean for you.
Yeah, and we'll be performing sounds from my sophomore EP which just came out, Sweet Mirage, as well as some favorites from How Things Fly. So be
awesome.
Sure to look out for
plug,
that.
Plug, plug, plug.
This is when, the 29th?
Yes.
All right, guys, you heard it first here on Just Soul Radio, Rock and Roll Hotel. That's on 8th Street Northeast in Washington, D.C. I know that street also too well. But yes, we're excited to keep you and us posted on what's good. And we're excited to hear what you guys are going to perform. What are you performing today?
Today I will be performing Pathway from Sweet Mirage. Which I'm really excited about. So thanks for having me.
Of course. We're super excited. We'll let y'all set up. For those of you who listened in, thank you for taking the time to do so. If you like what you heard, you can keep up with Sava Abraham on all her socials, right? Sava Abraham.
And then what is the plugs?
Abraham. No, excuse me. Abraham. Abraham. Keep up with her on all her socials and on SoundCloud as well.
Yes, at the Sava Sound.
Yes.
And plug. You're also on Spotify.
SoundCloud. Oh, every music streaming platform there. Just type in Saba A.
Yes.
And then Abraha will pop up.
Check out her EP, Sweet Mirage. And then if you like what you heard, you can tune in every Wednesday at 6:30. And you can tweet at us at DEUXSOL. You can follow us on IG while we try to flick it up and try to be cool, you know what I mean?
Try.
It's the keyword here. But until next time, peace.
Full Service Radio.
You talk about crossing boundaries. Has not yet returned. Somehow you found me. I said to thee, let the clock tower raise the gates up high. Keep your secret.